Welcome to another episode of Rough Talk VR, a weekly podcast with in-depth game reviews, exclusive developer interviews, and the latest MetaQuest and virtual reality news. We join our hosts, the father-son team of D. Scruffles and Stratus today, as they spend another episode breaking down and discussing the world of virtual reality.
Hey, welcome to this episode of Rough Talk VR, coming at you with another edition of VR news.
Dun, 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 dun.
And I will say, it's a little disclaimer, this is going to be the only one this week. I know we usually like to pump out two episodes a week, but, you know, I'm going on a long overdue vacation, visiting Austin for a bit. That's going to be fun.
Nice.
So, we still aren't missing a week. We've yet to miss a week of podcasting since we started this ship,
No.
You know, what, 2.5 years ago?
Yeah,
so,
almost three
at this point.
Pushing
that's wild.
Three.
In May, it'll be 3 years of podcasting and never missed a single week.
Mm-hmm.
So just because I'm going on vacation, I'm not willing to lose that streak yet. So, you know, here's our edition of VR News for the week. Enjoy this episode because it's all you got this week from us. But there was some good news all throughout the week and one that just came out that I was so happy to see. A game that was on App Lab. We've interviewed the producer for it previously, Blacktop Hoops, in some ways hilarious basketball game, but the gameplay in it is awesome. The reason I say hilarious is the artwork in it is exaggerative in some ways.
Oh, and the characters themselves. Yeah.
Correct.
NPCs.
You can slap as well. It's like a take on classic NBA street basketball games.
Dude, they've never stopped when they started.
No, they did a successful Kickstarter campaign and it's been cool. You know, they built up a lot on App Lab. What I loved is even their initial App Lab demos was multiplayer. Mm-hmm. We could play together. So that was a big selling point of the game. But they announced that in spring of 2024, so no exact date, just pretty soon this year, they'll be coming to the official MetaQuest store with a full release coming to Quest, Pico, and Steam for PC VR.
It's a good move.
Yeah. And in their full release, they're going to expand a bit on the multiplayer. They're going to have some multiplayer modes. You know, they had the great shoes in the game that you could like customize and stuff like that and their whole avatars, but they're also going to have a campaign, single player campaign, which I talk about that a lot for sports games. You know, that's my favorite.
That's what keeps you going. And you have a reason to, other than just to go in there and like throw a ball or
beat the
hell out of someone.
I'm pretty excited. I know it's silly to get excited off name alone, but they call their campaign mode the GOAT campaign. So, you know, you're trying to become the greatest of all time. So to me, that there better be some replayability to get to the greatest of all time, you know? So I have good hopes for the campaign mode as a longtime lover of sports game campaign modes. I would always play them, even if I don't like the sport. I'd play baseball game campaign modes, hockey games, football games, all of them.
I suck at the hockey games.
The WWE story modes, the UFC games I loved. Yep. So, you know, those are always my favorite. So it's cool to see the sports games in VR start to get them. And Blacktop Hoops, that's one that was
great.
They
kind of put their own little spin on traditional basketball. It's definitely
correct.
Street ball.
That's why it's like exaggerative in a lot of ways, besides the artwork, I guess, in the gameplay too.
A little bit of a learning curve.
You can do the dribble moves and stuff like that.
Well, who knows what they might have changed. It's been a while since I played it.
Correct. And now coming for a full release, the game was very polished though, even back when we played it.
Yeah, man, I can't think of any real glitches. I know there was a couple of minor things, but that I already knew those were being taken care of. So it's just cool to see that they've, you know, I like when I see a studio just pushing forward. They're not looking behind them. They're just looking forward.
That had to be well over a year ago, too.
Yeah.
I want to say 2022, where we played it and
I'll think it was over a year.
We talked to Alana Foreman, the producer of the game. So the game's come a long way. I'm excited to see the full release and just congratulations to them. That's awesome.
Yeah, good job.
And, you know, also in other news, a game that...
What's releasing next to it?
We don't know yet. Exact date.
That's my only red flag to the congratulations on the release is just fingers crossed nothing else releases alongside it. That
I feel like February was pretty brutal with that. With like corresponding releases all on the same day.
Say it all the time. It's getting tougher and tougher and it'll continue to get that way.
Look, I have a theory. I talked about it last week, so I apologize to be redundant, but games don't need to come out on Thursday. They can come out other days of the week. When you cram all the games into one day of the week, it's pretty brutal.
I don't care if you put Saturday morning. Don't you know, I agree with you 100%. We call it the meta scheduler.
Yeah. How do you have four games come out in 1 week?
The MGS.
Four games come out in 1 week with 7 days in the week, but all of them come out on the one day. It's just like it doesn't make the most sense. So,
nah, and even if you put a banger against kind of a weaker game, now that weaker game has no chance.
That's, which is ruthless.
And you put two bangers and it's like, yeah, decisions get made.
Versus, let's say you release Dragon Fist VR on Monday and then Ghost of Tabor on Thursday. You know, Dragon Fist had 3 days to just have some social media, push from meta and all that. And then, you know, you release on the same day as Ghost of Tabor. They're stealing the show, baby. You know, that's unfortunate. So that's the way that it goes. Hopefully they get their own release date, though. I hope we see that coming soon, that if a game's going to release on the store, they get their own dedicated day. I doubt there's going to be 365 official store releases this year.
It's a good question.
Well, think like last week, there wasn't seven that came out all on the same day. No. When these games, it's less than seven.
But when they do these like groupings,
it just doesn't make sense.
No, well, I think as time goes on and popularity increases and quality of product gets better on everybody's end, it'll be forced to, because you're going to have so many games trying to come out that you're not going to be able to like batch dump a dozen on Thursday.
I don't think it's a problem for a like completely unrelated productivity app to drop as the same day as a game. Those are different, you know?
I would argue, depending on the game, I'm not looking to do work.
Yeah, what I mean is like, let's say that there's a sculpting, like a 3D modeling app that releases on the official store. That's no problem. That can come out any day. You know, that can come out on the same day as the most popular game in the world because it's just so different. But in terms of games coming out, yeah, they definitely shouldn't come out on the same.
I feel the times will change as it moves on. But right now it'll just be that little like, ugh, thank God I'm not making a game. I'd be scared shitless that my game's quality and it's great, but you know, here's Grand Theft Auto. You know, like, I don't want to be anywhere within three months.
I forgot to put this on my notes for today. Thank you for saying Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Last week, Meta's YouTube account was posting some stuff. You know, who knows if it was like a bot response or something like that.
AI response.
Yeah. I mean, hey, who knows? But somebody was kind of like, oh, where's GTA in the comments on their YouTube channel? And they responded like, basically, it's not been canceled. So just don't worry. It's just not here yet. Stay tuned, you know.
But that's more than we've heard in 2 years. So
that's all anybody needs to
hear. Last I heard is it's coming.
No.
And then it's been crickets. I'll take that as a little, whether it's even true or not.
Yeah, hopefully that support.
It keeps the brain occupied to get all excited.
Hopefully whoever was running that commenting, you know, job at that time, hopefully they knew what they were talking about and there's truth to it.
A giggling intern.
Yeah, but thank you for mentioning that name. Otherwise I would have missed that. And that's big because people like me and you have started to just think it's gone in the wind.
It's, well, I call it my VR unicorn. But well, you know what my concern is?
Bigfoot.
My biggest concern as time goes on and we still get nothing from it is that I'm hoping that graphically they're able to alter things from what they were doing from originally to move with the current times, because it's quite possible we might see some games drop that are going to be, you know, they could be similar and they could have really good graphics and you're going to pump out an older version of a game that
I'll say the opposite. I'll take what I can get at this point. As long as it runs good. I mean, graphically speaking, the graphics are the bottom of my list.
Two more years go by. And then you look at with the injector, what they're doing with game. It's like it's becoming a moot point. Especially if like you can play GTA in VR tomorrow.
Yeah, until we see those injectors come to standalone, which I hope for.
No, I hope for. How could it not? Again, just us catching up to the.
I don't think we'll see it before GTA San Andreas comes out. If GTA San Andreas is actually still in production. If it's not, then that statement holds nothing.
But it keeps us, hey, we're talking about it, right?
Yeah, they got us, huh? They got it back in my vocabulary. GTA VR. Maybe there's hope for San Andreas. Let's see. And then in other news, a game that we've been so excited for, The Pirate Queen with Lucy Liu. It's coming out next month, March 7th.
Yep.
Has a full release date now. I think the release date was kind of in the air before. So
I'm expecting it to be really, really put together good.
Yeah, I have high hopes with Lucy Liu.
Yeah, I put it on. It appears to me she's spending some of her money. I know she does the voice work, but it seems like from what I've read.
She's just a producer. Not just a producer, but I'm like, that doesn't mean for sure.
She didn't do any of the voiceover?
She did the producer. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. It's not that she's just a producer, but I don't know necessarily that that means that she put down money for it.
I don't know. I didn't think you could really produce something unless you had a little bit of a bankroll attached to it.
I don't know anything about the industry enough.
Like, publisher different than producer, but that's why in movies you see, like, there's 100 producers.
I know. I just don't know if that means that...
Unless you can... I have seen examples where they give you producing credit.
Maybe they do that for her just being involved. I feel like we're jumping a little bit from stone to stone just by her having the name producer. I don't know if that means that she put money into it.
That'd be my... I'll take
it's an assumption.
Guess.
It's an assumption.
I will make the assumption and take the bet that, yes, she probably invested a little more than just her voice.
Yeah, but she's a voice actor and as well as a producer. We can speculate on her financial involvement. I'll wager maybe that they just gave her the producer credits just to have her involved because it's such a big name on the project.
I thought that.
That's where I lean. That's why. That's why I'm like. I don't
swayed that way until I kind of got deeper into the whole project. And you know, this is a very empowering project for women specifically. I'm like, I don't think that being the case that she would just, you know,
I don't know.
It's a lot of speculation.
You're saying that. You're speculating it.
Yeah.
Nowhere does it say that she did.
I have made no claims or warrants to anything and have repeatedly said it's just purely my own. If I were to guess on it, this is what I would guess.
But I'm hyped
for
it, though.
I'm sticking to my story.
We're Lucy Liu fans, man.
I mean, because her name's attached to it, there is an expectation of quality that I don't know how much VR she plays to know, like, maybe she's in deep. She's one of those celebrities who's, you know, doing shit in VR, playing Pop One, and we don't even know it. So that's an area, you know, I mean, she's a Hollywood actress. She's done voiceover work for other things.
Plays Ghost of Tabor every night.
You don't know. She killed us the other night, stole all our shit, and laughed at us.
Hey, I haven't died yet. This wipe, still.
Right? So, I mean, but the fact that she's involved adds a lot of credibility to the project, but with that comes the expectations of a good final product. So
my expectations lie narratively. I'm hyped for it. You know, I don't know if they're going to revolutionize the gameplay of VR or anything, but
that's not even their mission.
I expect just a good story.
We're going to get very educated is what we're going to get.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. So the Pirate Queen VR coming out March 7th. It's going to be on Quest and PC VR. So I'm hyped for it. And then another game that was supposed to come out on App Lab, actually in early access, you know, this past week, but Max Mustard. They announced right before they dropped on App Lab that they had actually at the last minute gotten clearance from Meta to skip the early access phase.
They were only going to be on there for like a month, right?
Correct. Yeah, their release date's still the same, their full store release, but it came out that, yep, they're just skipping the early access phase. I guess Meta said, you don't need to do it or something like that. And they said, just nope, go right to the store.
Well, I would bet the game already met the credential. Speculation.
Mm-hmm.
But it almost seemed like the developer wanted to just the comfort of being on App Lab for a month. And then let the world, you know, jump on it. Because he is a nice dude, man. So, I mean.
I wonder if somebody hit a level in Meta in the game, like playing it and in the testing side of Meta. What if they hit a level while playing it and they were so fucking in love with it? They were like, no, dude, this needs to go right to the store. Because he did say when we talked to Richie on our interview with him, we were talking more about Richie's playing experience. But we did go a bit into Max Mustard.
Yeah, he got real excited.
Yeah.
Got happy.
He's kind of like every level is going to be its own unique game element.
He even says it in, I think, the showcase video, too.
Yeah, he did a nice little devlog for us.
Oh, yeah, and he loves his own game.
Excited about it.
If you see a dev that excited to, and I've noticed devs that actually love their product, and you can see it when you talk to them.
They light up as soon
their
as
their product is usually pretty good.
Yeah, and he's been convinced about it. It seems like this is going to be a good freaking game. You just wait. So I'm excited to see it. It's going to come out now, skipping App Lab, going right to the official store on March 21st.
When done properly?
A good platformer is fun.
Done properly, it could be the first of several for Max Mustard.
Correct. Especially,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, because look at the concept. Every level, it's own unique gameplay.
That Sonic the Hedgehog, you know?
Yeah. I mean, when we talked to him, he talked a lot about Nintendo influences, right, and keeping it fun and unique.
You can see the hints of that, correct, in the trailer. Yep.
Oh, man, I'm so excited for it. So Max Mustard coming March 21st.
Max Mustard.
It's also going to come to PC VR and PlayStation VR later this year, sometime mid-2024. We'll have to get Richie back on
talk
about Max Mustard again.
1,000,000%. Because, yeah, we focused more on
Richie's plank experience.
Yep.
We'll get him on again soon. We'll have to for the official store launch. I'm excited for it.
Best part of that, what's his name?
Richie. That's why I keep saying we got Richie. Richie's plank experience. Come on.
Yep.
And this is such a different game. When I found
out his name was Richie, I'm like, this guy's a gangster.
This is such a different game than Richie's Plank Experience.
Yeah, the Plank Experience is just that, Plank Experience. This is, I mean, again, I'm just going by previews. I don't have magic access to it. But it looks like almost every video game you've ever played put into it. But there's plungers, too.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting plungers.
Ah, dude, how many levels is there gonna be? I'm excited.
I thought 30.
Something like
some
that.
Some reason 30 is jumping into my head, but
that's a unique game in each one.
Mm-hmm.
Not unique whole new game, but like unique element.
Each level's its own unique yeah, thing. It's not copying. That's another part where I'm like, how the fuck you do that? How can you make more than even 10? Well, 10's kind of probably doable.
Let's see.
Each one different from each other.
I don't know. I'm excited. Surprisingly, when I first heard the name, I was instantly sold on it just off of name. And I was like, VR platformer, let's see. I wasn't expecting that from Toast Interactive.
It doesn't look like first person.
But every video that comes out, it's not top down.
Nope.
It's not like flat top down. It's kind of like 45 degree 45 angle.
Top down?
Yeah.
45 down?
Every video that comes out, I get a little bit more excited.
Looks fun, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So I'll definitely give it a whirl.
So we'll do one more, then we'll take a little ad break, then we'll come back and we'll go through the rest of these. But another game that we played, you know, in the past, we've talked to the developer of it a couple of times, Robin Mulder. We're talking about 3 Pound Games' Space Dragon. It's such a fun game. Your arms are dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your hands are dragons, I should say. But no, it's your whole arms, right?
I'd say arms, because it's not just like a dragon head.
And it's got roguelite element to it. I mean, it's a fun, silly, trippy game.
I feel like the game's just a hair above its time. It's odd to say, and I can't wrap my finger on it, because it's fun, right? You enjoyed it. I'd enjoyed it. But it's got its own unique moving. You've got the flying.
That's kind of signature with some of 3 Pound Games. Yeah. Games.
And I feel like, wow, this is one of those studios that might just be ahead of the curve, just by a smidge, which is not a bad problem to have.
We've talked to Robin Mulder twice, though. She's awesome. Yeah, she's a cool chick, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But Space Dragon, I feel like it was Space Dragon Unchained before. Am I crazy? When I saw it's just Space Dragon, I even went to the store and it just says Space Dragon. I'm like, man.
Might be having a Mandela effect.
Am I making something up? But Space Dragon, they added a Lunar Festive update that brings mixed reality to the game. And I have to check it out.
Yeah, because, dude, I ain't going to lie. I'm mentally trying to picture it.
Dude, you have dragon arms. Reality, yeah.
And, like, flying to the different planets. And I'm like,
I love how you're laughing as I'm saying it.
Oh, yeah, because, dude, it's a good game. The graphics are good. Those dragons are legit.
Yeah. In mixed reality, it might be even better.
Oh, man. What was the name of the other game that 3 Pound did? The first one
we had tried. Don't do this to me.
Right?
Don't do this
to me. It's bugging me right now. Because what made me remember that was, and it sucks because here, if you want to do a little quick research, and I'll tell you the reason why I brought it up. Do you remember how awesome that movement system was?
It's
that it became like, it took like a second to figure out, but then it became like natural, like totally, like you were thinking it and you were moving. It's a very trippy game too. See what I'm saying? That's another example. That's a great game. If that game came out right now, It would probably do really well.
My phone's just going slow, of course.
No, it's all right, man.
Of course, Vault of Stars. That's the name of it.
Yeah, I recommend that one. That's on Apple App.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
That was a good one. 3 Pound Games is a cool studio, that's for sure. And their mixed reality update.
That game's hard, too.
Yeah.
That was no walk in the park.
Mm-hmm.
But I was blown away. Yeah, that's where you can fly all around.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. No, they got a movement system that just felt really good in that game. It feels great in the Dragon game, too.
Yeah,
they do a good job with it. Because we played that other one, mm-hmm. it was like, I remember we were party chatting playing it, and I'm like, dude, it just feels like second nature. You just reach a point where, all right, that's cool. I'll stop.
No, it's a good game, man.
Kudos to them.
Keep going. Man, I'm excited to check out their Lunar Festive update. I mean, dude, bringing this game to mixed reality, that's pretty cool.
Plus they have their... It's more of like, to me, a demo more than an actual game at this
Grokket point.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grokket. It's a bunch of like mini games put together. I want to see them.
It's a flex.
Put it all together into some sort of like Mario Party-esque mini game attached to it.
Yeah, I took that as just, again, there's a studio that I think tries to stay where just naturally mm-hmm. is a little ahead. So they're just flexing. That's all.
Similar to how Loco Dojo had the little board game element to it. You know, that's a classic take on the Mario Party side of things. I think that if Grokket could put it all together in that, I think it would be a killer app.
I hope they were going to expand on Loco Dojo.
Yeah.
That was a really fun freaking time.
You know what? That's another one that I think if it came out today with today's VR audience side and it got that like initial mm-hmm. release push that a game gets at launch, I think it would be.
Yeah, there's a handful of games from 2 years ago that if they didn't come out until today, I feel like they would do better today than they did 2 years ago.
Correct, because if it's a multiplayer game and it doesn't capture that audience, I mean, the game dies because it has nobody playing it, and then it's like nobody, even the people that like it, don't go into it because...
That'd be a fun Discord one. I mean, it's only, you know, parties of four, but...
Yeah, I love it. Loco Dojo's great. So yeah,
we'll play it again.
So we'll take a little ad break, then we'll come back to you with the rest of this episode. But like we always like to do, we like to give a little shout out for our on-air Patreon peeps. Sorry, for our Patreon peeps that are on our on-air shout-out tier. So we have
Asim. Sounded all right either way.
Yeah. So we have Asim, Amelia, Carson, Earth Witness, Jake, Crispy, and Shoes. So thank you all for your continued support week after week. If you're a listener, you've been enjoying the show, go. You know, doesn't hurt. Let's see if we can get that. I think there's like 7 or 8 people right there. Be cool if by the end of 2024, we could get it to like 10.
700 would be cool.
700
I wouldn't
would be
say
cool.
No to 700.
I definitely that's wouldn't say nice seven rating. No to 700. But if we could bump that up to 10, that would be a cool thing. You know, grow slow, but the people that go, they stay. I like that.
When I was younger, when I had figured out the population of the people in the country, I was like, oh, and this is before internet. I was like, I wonder if you could borrow $1 from every single, like.
I think every kid's thought that at right? some point.
I mean, it just makes sense. And then you take $1 and it's a scam. It never works. There's so many people, you'll be dead before it comes your way, like winning the lottery. But I'm like, $1, you can't, you know, come on. It's only 350 million. I just want $1.
So thank you all to our Patreon peeps. You know, they continue to support week after week, month after month, as well as our listeners, like I always say, that listen week after week. I appreciate you peeps. I know we ramble a bit, but I think for some reason people seem to like that.
I think everybody rambles sometimes.
Yeah, we all got those days.
We're not robots. I mean, we could be if you want, but I don't necessarily feel that's comfortable.
But, you know, so thank you all. And if you're a listener of the show, like I said, you want to give us some love, go check out the Patreon. Don't forget, like we always say too, go check out our Discord server with tons of great VR discussion.
Events,
game meetups, walkabouts, a popular one.
But they do a couple of days ago.
They had their
BYOB.
Yes, their Friday night meetup that went on for like 3 hours with people coming in and out. That's pretty cool.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I guess they checked out some social apps too.
Yeah.
Or like some people went into VR social apps while they were in it still.
I guess you can take it down whatever road you want, but it's cool to see that people, even some new folks to Discord that jumped in,
yeah.
I think via Showcase, they were in there. Ninja,
mm-hmm.
I think he was in there.
Ninja guy VR.
Ninja guy.
He's been very active in the Discord last couple of weeks. It's always cool to see.
Yeah, man. I think everyone that, and it was only a handful that jumped in, at least that we know of from the Showcase, they're still sticking around
yeah.
and active.
It's cool
and
stuff.
And then all the regulars like Sir Chad and
Yeah. Chadwick always makes me laugh.
Chadwick.
So thank you all for your continued support, engagement in the Discord. Go check it out if you're not in there yet. And we'll be back with you after this ad break for the rest of the news.
Cheers to the new year from our friends at Manscaped, because your resolution shouldn't be the only things that are well kept. 2024 is the time for new heights, new opportunities, and a new look for your Times Square balls. Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is every man's cheat code to look good, feel good, and turn the next page of confidence for this year. Whether you're looking to maintain a trim or go for that clean-shaven look, this trimmer has you covered. Trusted by over 10 million men worldwide, now is your time to get a grip on your grooming with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the code RUFFTALKVR for 20% off plus free shipping. Happy New Year and happy new balls. Introducing the MVP of 2024, Manscaped's fifth-generation lawnmower. It's not just a trimmer. It's your grooming sidekick, equipped with two skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. It's like having a personal stylist at your fingertips, or, well, whenever you need it. And did we mention it's waterproof? Because a trim in the shower is the only way to start the day. And for my men who want the full grooming experience, look no further than Manscaped's Performance Package 5.0. In this grooming kit, you get the trusted lawnmower, Manscaped's ear and nose hair trimmer, and essential aftercare products with the Crop Soother, ball aftershave lotion, and a Crop Preserver anti-chafing ball deodorant. As a gesture for the new year, they even threw in two free gifts, the Boxers 2.0 and the Shed 2.0 toiletry bag, because they know good, and well, we know you're still rocking your boxers from high school. Let's face it, resolutions might come and go, but a well-groomed you is here to stay, thanks to Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code RUFFTALKVR at manscaped.com. Because nothing says Happy New Year like a deal that leaves your balls and your budget feeling refreshed. Embrace a new you, and definitely embrace a new trimmer, courtesy of Manscaped.
And we are back. So I apologize. I don't know what happened about 10 minutes into the video. Our video cut out.
Gremlins.
Luckily, we still have the audio, but that was an odd one, to say the least. So I apologize for that. Don't really know what happened, but I'll try to avoid that going forward. Technology, man.
Don't know what happened.
That's what, you know, every once in a blue moon, we get lemons. It's been a while since we got a lemon, so I think we were overdue for it. If we weren't doing one this week before, we would be doing one this week now. So, you know, back to the news, though. So last week, Zuck put out an official video saying, you know, his, I guess, statement on the Vision Pro, his opinions on it. And it was pretty funny. He was like, you know, I tried it and I went in expecting, you know, ours to be the better value. But, you know, theirs to be the better headset for what you get for what you pay for it, you know, $3,500. He's like, I actually left it thinking that not only is our headset the better value, he's like, I think we got the better headset. And I was like, I haven't tried a Vision Pro yet.
Yeah, I have not tried it yet.
I think it's one of those things that the thing that separates the Quest and the Vision Pro to me is games. And of course, affordability as well, but
price is a big,
yes, the price point, but it's like, you know, people are even throwing out the theoretical question a lot last week. Well, if both headsets were $500, which is funny, it's like, yes, if one costs seven times less than it actually, you know, you can get seven Vision Pros for the theoretical price that they were putting it down to.
Seven Quests.
Yeah. No, I was saying because they're saying that what if the Vision Pro was 500?
Oh, I get you.
Yeah. What if the Vision Pro was and the Quest 3 were both 500? And I was like, well, in that theoretical world, the Vision Pro, you know.
It's a silly question. I mean, what if one of them grew wings?
Yeah.
And shit gold.
But I mean, and the correct answer is if both were $500, I would buy both. But even if both were $500, if I could only pick one, I would go the Quest 3 because yeah, I'm here to play games.
I'm not here to look at Excel.
I'm not.
I mean,
look, if you can do it, it's a bonus. But that's
whatever
not,
Apple lets you do.
I didn't buy a VR headset for productivity. I'm here to game, baby. Let's keep things straight. You know, let's be honest.
Yeah, there was no part of me that got it ever being like, dude,
I'm gonna type.
Can't wait to do the spreadsheet.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Look, if that stuff exists, it's a bonus. But I'm here to game. So
I will say this though: if Meta came out with a $4,000 headset, it would crush the shit out of that Apple headset.
I think if they came out with a $1,000 to $1,500 Pro 2, it will probably crush the Vision Pro, at least in the Vision Pro's current generation. You know, but it needs games. It's otherwise, like, that's why I'm here, baby. Like, even if both were $500, I would still pick the Quest 3. You got
Apple apps you can play with.
And that's the moment where I was like, that's kind of crazy, because, like, what if one costs $3,000 less than it actually does, and I would still pick the other one? Mm. And that's not even being a fanboy. That's just because it's like, I'm here to game. But if a Vision Pro did cost $500, I probably would pick one up.
I would pass.
For 500?
Mm-hmm. I saw when you had mentioned too in a post about, like, ideally you would have
both.
That an option? But I would not pay $500.
It's just such a funny fantasy question when it's like,
dude, I wouldn't pay $500 for the current Vision Pro because I'm not going to utilize it make it worth it.
It's just funny. In that theoretical world, you have to knock $3,000 off of that headset to get it to 500. That's pretty extreme. Mm. So Zuck's statement was pretty reasonable. I saw some people saying it was like unprofessional and a bad PR move. And I'm like, I thought he was pretty laid back with it.
Zuck ties his shoes. People are going to have issue with.
Yeah. You know? I was like, I didn't think that there was any, like, he gave them their props and that Apple does
a lot. If people listen to exactly what he says, he's not talking shit. Mm-hmm. Some of it you might say he might be swaying his opinion into his device's favor, but he gives it credit where the Vision Pro shines, and he's honest about where it was kind of not, it wasn't as good as, like, he thought it would be.
It was shot too. The video was shot in, like, through a Quest 3 pass through, but you were the first to comment on it to me. You're like, my pass through's never
I'm not doubting that, but
I'm also not doubting that was the raw footage that came from the headset without any video editing enhancing. And
my pass through looks great.
It does. I'm happy with it.
4K, like,
doesn't look like that.
I was looking everywhere for any distortion of anything, and I'm like, there's nothing.
Yeah, that doesn't look like the nothing. Quest.
I had to do with a 4K camera. But, you know, the pass through is good. So, I mean, if that is, and we all know he gets technology we don't have either. Yeah, so he might not be lying. No,
that's a Quest 3 with different pass through cameras on it.
But he's got upgraded shit in there that we're not privy to yet as consumers.
Or just better pass through cameras attached to it, you know?
Or he's just going to turn it on. We can already exist in the headset, and then everyone's going to have it.
There is also the thing that recorded pass-through videos do look better
than what you're seeing through the lens. Yes, correct, because you're actually filming it direct from the camera. Not, and
look how, you know, things are pretty freaking big when they're in your eyes like that versus on a screen too. You look at how much it's got to be stretched out to be VR, you know, to be, it's just, it's different.
I've honestly never tried to record someone in pass-through in front of me.
I've gotten people on there. It definitely does look better in the video that you play back, like through your phone and stuff like that, than what you see live on the headset.
Yeah,
but it doesn't look like Zuck's video. Videos was crisp. Crispest I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was tight.
That was crispy.
I was like all on board until I heard that, and I'm like, nah, I want proof, man. You know, I think I sent you the message.
But it was a reasonable statement. I mean,
yeah, there was nothing he said that got me all like,
people were like, he called people Apple fanboys. Oh my God. Oh.
That's what they're called. am I crazy?
No.
I've heard Apple people say that. I'm an Apple fanboy. 100% through and through, right?
My point being, like, that's the scrutiny.
I feel like I'm in like an alternate universe today for some reason.
It's like, that's the scrutiny that you get. Like you said, he could tie a shoe and people.
Oh, people. I ties his shoe with two bows.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking guy. Doesn't know anything. No, people are jealous. That, I mean, at the end of the day, when it comes to him, I mean, look at where he fucking doesn't know what it's like to be poor ever, you know? Like, yeah, I could see people get upset about it. He's feeding his cows macadamia nuts.
I probably would too.
Yeah. I mean, you got to spend the money on something, right?
At least he's not getting like, at least he's focusing on fitness and health with it, you know?
Yeah, scenario where if people got into his life, they'd be like, the guy's legit.
I'm always shocked.
I saw him running on a treadmill the other day.
I'm always shocked. Like, if I was a billionaire, I would be like, so I'm already obsessed with health and fitness, but it's like that would be top. Like, I'd be spending some.
Nah, dude, if I were a billionaire, I'd be looking to take my brain and put it into a mechanical body.
It's funny you say that. People would be like, oh, that was 1982, dude. Hey, we're done with that.
I've seen. We some
moved
of these,
on. We're,
I've seen some of these. Modern
we're shooting
day
us
robots.
To Mars. We're shooting us to Mars, baby.
Go that to Mars all you want. You ain't coming back. I want my robot body. I saw that Elon Musk helper robots. I'm like, they look pretty slick. I want to put my brain in one of those and I'll live forever.
But, you know, reasonable statement for Zuck. Nothing crazy. But I agreed with what he said. You know, I mean, it made sense. And in the end, it comes down to gaming.
Right now it does. Once, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, and I won't even say Apple, whomever. If you're not doing it right now for the people that are going to buy it the most, which are going to be the gamers, because, well, gamers buy everything, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what sells, and that's
the market,
what sells headsets right now.
The market will grow to the point of, you know, businesses needing them for, you know, mm-hmm. counting, whatever the case. But it's like the amount of people that are going to get this and literally use it for their business, it's got to be the smallest freaking percentage in the world, dude.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Whenever I dreamed of VR as a kid and like, wouldn't it be cool? It was always around the idea of gaming.
Remote work, like operating robotic arms.
Yeah.
I could see that, you know, doing surgery and shit because they already do robot surgery now anyways from halfway around the world.
Correct. But why am I going to Best Buy and buying a headset?
To shoot people in the headset. Or lightsaber shit, Beat Saber, fishing, painting. Yeah, I'm doing a lot
of stuff.
I'm here
for gaming.
Yeah.
And it's not to knock on productivity. I'm just like, look, that's what sells headsets, and that's what I'm here for.
I can go into a theater in my living room. I cannot own a TV, and I can have the nicest TV I'll ever have everywhere I go, as long as I got Wi-Fi. What's the downside to this? I mm-hmm. mean, remember we went into Netflix for the first time? And the couch, everything's clean and just mm-hmm. perfect. And the couch looks good. And you got this freaking huge ass TV in front of you that you could never afford. Hit the button and it plays. I mean, so even if it's just like for watching movies and stuff on, or you travel a lot and it's like, look, I don't want to, you know.
Well, they say that's what the Vision Pro does best is watch movies. So that's where it shines the most is its viewing ability and that. It's media viewing, I'll say.
Fair enough. It's going to come, it's going to start sounding like I'm just shitting on Apple and I have an iPhone. I'm not an Apple boy or Apple fanboy, whatever, but.
No, I'm just going to say you need a cheap price and you need games. That's how you get me. That's what I always watched, you know, PC VR.
They got Demio.
They have Fruit Ninja.
Aren't all their apps compatible with the Vision Pro though?
Not all of them. And that default one is just like a flat tablet view. You know, it's not like it's not like a VR immersive
environment.
No,
it's not
going to
be immersive, no.
Correct.
Right. I could play my Snake game.
I don't think Demio's out yet either. I think it's just coming soon. They have that game room.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Demio's coming.
There's really not much for games. You need games to get me, man. I'll be honest.
Well, for us, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, dude, if you're rich and you have it sitting on that pedestal over there.
That's why I think Meta should focus a little bit more their marketing on, not on, you know, here's what's, I've seen it on social media recently. They're trying to push their pass-through productivity a lot. And it's like, I don't know. Show what you can do that they can't, which is play freaking games, you know? That's what sells headsets.
Good games, good graphics. Yeah.
Yeah. Nonetheless, though, I'm here for gaming. I've made my point. You know, the Vision Pro, I'll get version 5 when they have a fully launched store of games and stuff like that. But anywho, so a couple last little things of news. Actually, the last piece of news, I want to push it a lot until it's out. I'm so excited for this one.
Civilization?
No, don't even say that. Toy Monsters. Mm-hmm. It's a game that was on App Lab. It's going to the official MetaQuest store very soon this year. I don't think that they have a full release date yet, but just that it is coming to the official store. And I heard word that the price is going to go up from currently it's $9.99 on App Lab. Mm-hmm. And the price is going to go up when it hits the official Quest store. But if you get it on App Lab now,
you own it.
You own it. So Toy Monsters is a great game.
Dude, it's worth every penny of $9.99.
It's kind of like a Plants vs. Zombies. Is that that app game?
Yep. Like the original. Like the first one. So if anyone's ever played that original before they got all hokey and ruined it.
Well, it's got like some tower defense element to it.
Correct.
You know?
Correct. But it is not easy. It's easy to a point.
It is the first couple levels. Well,
so is it everything.
And then shit starts to get harder.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm obsessed with 3 stars. If I don't get 3 stars, if I start to take damage, I'm restarting the level.
In the mixed reality like that, it is freaking awesome.
Oh, mixed reality is such a game changer for that game.
It's made for it.
Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, it's a chill game. You sit down, play it, just, you know, put the various items you want to.
And I know that the full store release is going to have a whole bunch more content than the current version on App Lab, which I'm in love with. So I'm so excited to see the full release.
Changes. Yeah.
I'm so excited to see this game. It so deserves to hit the official Quest store. If you like tower defense games and stuff like that, you know, that Plants vs. Zombies game, dude, get it now.
I would say the original Plants vs. Zombies, like 3, 4, 5 and all that crap.
I remember playing it so long ago.
It was so addicting.
But I didn't know that they did a bunch of spinoffs and stuff like that.
Yeah, they took it down roads that they took a beautiful game and ruined it.
That's unfortunate.
Yep. But Toy Monsters is kind of taking the ball and ran with it then.
Well, it's even better in VR. You know, press everything. I'm sorry, click, like pick up everything, place it. Mm-hmm. It's just made for VR.
Special power-ups and stuff. So yeah, this will be a good one.
Yeah. Toy Monsters, if you haven't grabbed it yet, you like that type of game, I'd say get it now while it's a little bit cheaper than, you know, when the price goes up.
I mean, full disclosure, I like tower defense games. So anything like that, I'm all in.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of feeds that little. There's only a few. Iron Guard.
Remember playing this one so long ago?
Mm-hmm.
Toy Monsters. I remember, like, you actually were the first one to send it to me. And you got pretty far into it way back into the day.
Yeah. Yeah, I invested some time because I told you I enjoy it. It's chill. Yeah, I don't have to stand. I don't got to do nothing. I just sit down, do my thing. And then there's obviously strategy involved with how you play these or your base gets killed. And so, yeah, I think people are going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
The graphics were pretty damn good when I played it before. So
it's made for mixed reality, too, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Games like that, like the platform-based games where you just pick things up and put them down. Correct. I don't even want to play them in a VR environment at this point. I didn't think I would ever say that either. But I like if it's a game like that, I'm playing it mixed reality. Demio. The only thing about Demio is my mixed reality kills my battery faster.
You can hear that battery.
And Demio is a longer paced game, but just in general, anything with that type of, you know, crumbling I want to have in mixed reality so bad.
Yeah, I don't see why they couldn't.
Oh, dude, the Underdogs dev, somebody told me that they did a Q&A in their Discord and said that they're, you know, looking at multiplayer.
Yeah, I heard that.
It just depends on how the game continues to sell and finances and all that stuff. But I'm like, dude, multiplayer, imagine that game co-op, 2v2s.
I'm hoping they go the co-op and not 1v1.
Me too.
It's like, you know,
I want to play it with you.
I'm already beating gorillas up and shit.
Dude, so imagine picking things up and smashing them together. Like, hey, dude, look at this.
Imagine the evil enemies they're going to have coming.
Yeah, because you know they're
going to get two. They're not going to give you a cakewalk.
That wasn't even on my list to bring up, but right. I just love Underdog so much.
Yeah, no, they look like they got a legit roadmap that probably exceeds what I thought they might be doing with it. So I'm stoked.
I would love to interview them and then find out that, like, that's how they actually talk too. Like, no, dude, we didn't hire voice actors. This is us.
Just swearing at you the whole time.
Could that game work in mixed reality?
No.
They have things come at you out of your thing. You got to smash them.
Yes.
As I've started to think about it, you know, that's
depending on how they pulled it.
You know what's weird? That the biggest hindrance to it is the artwork, like the graphic style.
Oh, the comic style?
I don't know how that would
carry over to real world.
Yeah.
I mean, if they keep you swinging at shit, you're not going to worry about it.
That is one of the first games with that cartoonish looking graphics that I love. It makes it look even more polished, I think, than it would otherwise. They did a great job with lighting and everything like that, too.
One of the best trailers I've seen for a game.
Yeah.
But it is truly a game that you have to play to make your decision on, because there's no way that trailer does the game justice.
No, it's so fun. And dude, it's not my type of music, but I get so immersed into it. I'm jamming out,
I'll take
talking like the dudes. I love the soundtrack. I love it.
It just, it's fitting, dude.
Ah, dude, I want to do Underdogs so bad. I remember I wasn't feeling well for like a week. So I was like, I'm not playing Underdogs while I'm not feeling weak or while I'm not feeling well, but I'm back, baby. I want to go swinging. I want to go mech fight. And
it's good.
I haven't beaten it yet. I need to do a full run.
Like seeing in Discord when people post like, I almost beat it.
And then another random one, but just to mention quick, we've yet to check it out still, but Citra VR, the emulator of the 3DS, just worth noting, you know, it's made by Amanda Watson, the creator of Airlink. We interviewed her before, cool peeps, but they just came out with a version 0.4.0 update with some, you know, enhancements, some quality of life fixes. I guess things are going to run smoother, but it's cool to see that this little free emulator is, you know, continuously getting updates and getting better. And that's my little hope that one day we do see VR modding injectors like you referenced earlier coming to standalone. Sounds like such a...
We know who might be able to do it.
Yeah, right? Sounds like such a technical challenge. I don't even know how you would do it, but I don't know how you do VR injectors on PC VR either. So I guess that's a...
I'm thinking there's a lot of computer data being crunched to make this shit happen. It's not being done manually, you know?
Yes, but nothing is impossible in my ignorant brain. You know, my brain that knows nothing about why it can't be done. You know, it's, nothing's impossible, right? So hopefully
square
one day,
peg, round hole.
Yeah. Hopefully one day we see that done. How that gets done, I don't know. It's not, I just hope I
for
see
it.
For
I am
done.
Just the consumer of the products that I wish to play.
I'm just talking hopeful, you know, maybe one day it gets done. That would be cool. But anywho, you know, that's all I got for news. But I did want to mention that we went to Walkabout Mini Golf last night. Mm-hmm. Finally convinced my girlfriend to go in with us. We actually had a freaking damn good time.
Yeah, never dull moment in Walkabout.
Walkabout Mini Golf is the game to show somebody, because my girlfriend's not a gamer. She's not like a VR user or anything like that. It is the perfect game to put anybody in and they'll laugh and have a good time.
Not going
to
get sick. It was fun.
All it takes is one bad shot.
I won.
I was actually having a damn good game until one hole. We were -7.
Yeah.
And then one hole just killed me.
Yep.
I still came under par.
I wasn't upset about it.
Yeah.
Every time you missed, I kept going into the big mode, and I'm like, oh, man, he just ruined that.
Yeah.
We were legit
struck out on it.
Stroke out?
Yeah. It was ruthless. But, no, it was fun. I'm telling you, Walkabout Mini Golf is the game to put anybody in, and they're going to have a good time and be sold on VR. Yeah. You know, it's...
And you happen to have the extra headset, so it works out even easier.
That's the benefit of upgrading. I was like, she was wearing her glasses. I was like, yeah, just put it on with the Quest 2. Who cares? You know, scratch those lenses up. I don't give a fuck about that thing no more, you know? That's your headset at this point, you know? You want to play Walkabout? Hey, you know, if it's my one headset, I care a lot about the lens. That's the question. You know, just put it on. Yeah, wear your glasses. Back in the day, if this was like 2 years ago and the Quest 2 was my only headset, I would have been like, yo, put on your contacts.
You can't use it.
Put on your contacts.
It's specifically molded for my head.
You put on your, they have the glasses spacer in there, but it's not the best. You know, she's got big old glasses too, but I was like, nah, just throw that shit on over. Who cares, you know?
That's funny.
It's funny what happens once you have a spare one.
Right. No, so. I treat my two like gold.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just that gear fear of losing something happening to the three. Occasionally you'll catch wind of somebody returning theirs to be serviced for something, and I'm like,
that,
I just don't want to be
like
that guy.
I feel like I heard those reports more about the Quest 2 than the Quest 3.
Oh, dude, tenfold.
So,
yeah.
I feel like the build quality on the Quest 3 is good.
Yeah, it's nice, and I mean, to me, it feels light.
I remember when the Quest 2 first came out, you know, maybe it was just people being crazy, but there was a bunch of like lens reports of like some lenses being better than others. And I didn't hear any of that stuff with the Quest 3 launch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was, so yeah, it's a good headset.
I'd call it a success.
Yeah, I would say so. I'm curious to see how the sales are on everything. You know, we saw the last week that Meta got $1 billion in sales and revenue in a quarter for the first time in Reality Labs. But I'm curious, like, what's that breakdown to? You know, how's the Quest 3 selling? Mm-hmm. I think the Quest 2, by all estimations is outselling the Quest 3 still.
That price point.
Dude, it's too hard to beat. Ignore. $250 for a Quest 2 is a bargain.
Way too hard to ignore that.
Do you think it's ever going to go down? Do you think we're ever going to see a $199 Quest 2?
Absolutely.
With it still being supported. I mean, with like games still coming out that are compatible.
Supported for new games? Probably not.
Okay.
But you think a library of games that will still support it?
Yeah.
Or will reach a point where you'll have, you know, you can have a cheaper old headset and they'll just have a back catalog of games that only work on such said cheaper old as the whole.
I just think of how much fun I had with my Quest 2. And the fact that you can get that for $250 is quite remarkable. Steal. So
that's the travel one.
Yeah.
Keep the three at home where it's safe. Take the two on the road.
Put a blanket over it, you know.
Yeah.
Sleep well, my little one.
I have a little candle next to it.
A little bottle of warm milk, you know.
Essential oils. Don't want any stress.
Hey, you feeling good, buddy?
Feel like working today? Feel like doing me a solid?
No, this was a fun one. It's interesting. We're actually recording, just to go behind the scenes for a second, recording on a Saturday. It feels weird. I feel bad for you. You came right from work. You're still in work clothes.
Haven't eaten yet.
You got a pizza waiting for you with an angry pizza guy. Like, yo, where is this guy? So we got...
Hey, he wants the fucking pizza. You don't show up.
Dude, this pizza place is so good.
Attitude, man.
But you don't do special shit there. You
special? Call, how's this? What did I ask? I ordered the pizza and they say it'll be ready in 25 minutes. I said, okay, hey, great. Is it possible to just hold that order for 15 minutes before putting it in so I can show up 15 minutes later? No, we don't do that.
No, the wording was we don't do pre-orders.
We don't do pre-order. How's it a fucking pre-order? What am I doing when I call the restaurant, right? And say, can I order a pizza? Am I not pre-ordering it or am I calling and saying I'm on my way?
It's only funny to me because I see them on their Facebook all the time. They'll post these long statuses of just like, this person called, you know, trying to do this. They're like, we're not that type of place. You know,
oh, yeah, you even said you're going to be a Facebook comment tonight. I'm like, oh, let's see that happen, shall we?
But they do damn good pizza.
Uncle Vinny will start ordering that pizza every week.
Remember one time you were going to call them and order the pizza as Uncle Vinny, and I'm so glad in the long run you didn't because you've come to love their pizza.
I like their pizza, but if I'm going to end up on social media because I said, hey, is it possible to wait 15 minutes and I'm going to go home and read I'm tired of these customers fucking asking me that, you know, I'm like, damn, man, I thought that was a thing. Like you said 25, right? Can I pick it up in 45?
No, call back in 15, cocksucker.
Right? Well, there's a reason I'm calling now. It's just so weird. But whatever. It's great pizza. It's worth it. It's like the soup Nazi. Do what I got to do for my soup.
No soup for you. No pizza for you. You go
no
in there.
No soup for you.
If you go in there 15 minutes late, he's going to no.
Your pizza's in the fucking garbage. Go to Domino's, you turd.
I told you I don't hold that shit.
Right? Like I showed up when I was supposed to, sir.
All right. So we'll wrap this baby up.
Yeah.
Fun episode. A little bit of a different feel doing it on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. Saturday night. Straight after work and stuff like that. I'm going to Austin, you know, I got a trip in like less than 12 hours. I'll be on a plane. So, you know, crazy. Got to start editing this baby, you know, so just one this week. Glad to still give you guys some stuff, you know, saw a little bit of us talking. It's not two episodes, but we'll be back after my trip with our whole shebang of content and all that stuff. And other than that, I can't believe we didn't say it before the ad break. You enjoy this episode, like, subscribe. We didn't mention that part, you know, subscribe on your favorite podcast platform on YouTube. Like the video if you're watching it on YouTube. Like I said before, go join our Discord server. Go join our Patreon. Huge thank you to our Patreon peeps. I'll shout them out again because why not? Asim, Amelia, Carson, Earth Witness, Jake, Crispy, and Shoes. You're all awesome. So thank you all. Thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you to Reggie. Thank you for coming here. Thank you to the sky. I don't know. I'm just talking at this point. All right. I guess we'll check you out next week. Ciao, ciao.